بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
A few strive in the cause of God, victory will definitely follow. The following is a part of the speech delivered on June 28, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the head of the judiciary branch and a number of top officials and employees of the judiciary. The Prophet asked those who had been wounded in Uhud that day to gather, and they did. He told them to go confront the enemy. The Muslims went, defeated them, and returned. So they returned with favor from Allah. They obtained a large amount of spoils from the battle, and no problem arose for them. They defeated the enemy and returned. This is a divine tradition. So, if in the face of the enemy's intimidation, you truly have faith that Allah is sufficient for us and He is an excellent trustee, and if you do your duty, this will be the outcome, the victory. This part of the chapter, Al-Imran tells us this tradition. This is what happened after the Battle of Uhud. Perhaps this was about a few hours after the end of the Battle of Uhud. The other case was related to the Battle of Uhud itself. In the Battle of Uhud, the Muslims were victorious in the beginning of the battle. First, they attacked and crushed the enemy. But when they neglected this strait because of worldliness, the situation became reversed.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Again, in chapter Al-Imran, the Quran states that, "And certainly Allah made good to you His promise," chapter 3, verse 152. God fulfilled His promise to you. He had said, "We promise that we will make you victorious if you struggle on the path of God." He carried out His promise. "When you slew them by His permission," chapter 3, verse 152, "you were able to put pressure on the enemy and to defeat them due to God's grace. You succeeded in the beginning of the battle." So God did what He had promised in this part. God kept His promise to you. But what did you do next? Instead of being thankful for this divine promise and giving thanks for this divine grace, until when you became weak-hearted, when your eyes saw the spoils of war and that some people were collecting the spoils, you became weak-hearted. And you disputed about the affair. You started to argue and disagree with each other. You see, you must look at these Quranic phrases from a specific sociological viewpoint. See how a country, a state, a government can progress. And on the other hand, how it can be stopped and how it can fall.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.